Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The ultimate reason to own gold and silver is as insurance against calamities that hurt the value of paper assets, such as currency, stocks, and bonds. There are many options to consider in how to own precious metals, of which direct custody of physical gold and silver or segregated storage of metal under your own name are the safest. Precious metals individual retirement accounts have also been promoted by many dealers. Unfortunately, there are a number of reasons to avoid owning such an account. First, an IRA defers taxation until assets are distributed. It is best suited for assets that generate otherwise currently taxable income, such as dividends and interest. Precious metal gains are not taxed until the asset is sold. There is no reason to own an investment that defers taxable income and an account that exists to defer taxes on income. Second, if you have direct custody of physical gold and silver, your storage costs can be very low. You can store over $1 million of gold in your own safe deposit box for less than $50 a year. To establish a precious metals IRA, you are required to have an outside trustee and independent storage. For most people, fees for a trustee and storage range from $300 to $700 annually. Third, there is more paperwork. Often it can take a month or more to complete precious metals IRA transactions. Fourth, information about retirement accounts is reported annually to the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. government will know that you own precious metals. Fifth, there is a limited choice of assets that can be owned in a precious metals IRA. Low premium forms of gold and silver such as Austria 100 coronas, Mexico 50 pesos, and U.S. 90% silver coins cannot be held in a precious metals IRA. Sixth, when you hold direct custody of physical precious metals, you don't have to worry about credit ratings or whether a third party is going bankrupt. Assets in a precious metals IRA carry more risk of loss. Assets may be held in unallocated storage. That means that you do not own specific segregated coins or bars. Assets in unallocated accounts are owned by the company providing the storage and are subject to claims of other creditors. If the storage company goes bankrupt, the account holders are unsecured creditors whose claims come after secured creditors are satisfied. Those who own precious metals in unallocated storage would be almost certain to lose some or possibly all of their assets. Still, you may want to consider a precious metals IRA. At least be aware of the problems I have listed. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.